Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Health Buddy podcast and episode 88. I'd like to start just by saying thank you to everyone who listened to my last episode with my lovely wife, Hayley, as she shared her unique wedding story on what was her first ever podcast experience. And not that you know it, I thought she'd done really well. And as we've sort of checked the listener figures, I want to call them viewing figures, but listening figures over the last couple of weeks, I think she's done all right as she has taken her episode, which we're going to call Hayley's episode, to the highest listened episode this year. So I'm not jealous about that at all. You know, I slave away. I slog my guts out on this podcast every week and she pops on for, you know, 10 minutes and takes all the listener figures. So no, seriously, well done. She's done really well. And I'm glad she got to share the story. I'm glad everyone, not just who listened, but all the people that have messaged, both myself and Hayley as well, who love the story. It's really great to hear. So yeah, Hayley will be coming back. She'll be coming back in, I think, not the next episode, but the one after. There's a subject that we both want to talk about, which is about slowing down. And not rushing our lives, just having that little bit of calm back into our lives is really important. We're going to split the episode a little bit. Hayley's going to talk from her experience in her own business, and she's going to talk a lot about the mental benefits and the mental aspect of slowing down and what that can do for your spiritual and emotional health. And myself, I'm going to talk a little bit more about the physical aspect. What slowing down and just chilling out, just taking that what we would call that sort of New Zealand approach to life, you know, just being a little bit slower. If you've been to New Zealand, you'll know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, it's just such a slow pace. It's so relaxed. There is no stress. There doesn't seem to be any stress. So what benefits does that bring to you from a physical point of view? And that's how I'm going to approach the episode. And we've been planning it the last few days. It's going to be a great episode. So that'll not be the next one, but the one after. Tune in for that. That's going to be great. Obviously, you will tune in because, you know, Hayley's going to be on it and everyone wants to tune in and listen to Hayley, obviously. So what I'll start this episode with, obviously, is what's been happening this week. And myself and Hayley, we've been away. Last weekend, we've been away in the Peak District. It's somewhere that Hayley used to live when she first came over to the UK. But it's my first time, despite being here for 45 years. It's my first time in the Peak District. And we went hiking. We were very lucky. We had some great weather. We went hiking round Lady Bower Reservoir, which is just on the edge of the Peak District, which was amazing. I really wanted to go there because of the Dam Busters. That's where they filmed the Dam Busters film, or part of it. That's where the Dam Busters done part of their training back in World War II. I'm a massive World War II fan. Not fan, that's an awful thing to say. But I'm a very keen World War II sort of historian. So I love all that kind of stuff. And one other thing I love is Mission Impossible films. Also found out an hour or two before we went there that one of the recent Mission Impossibles, that there's part of the lake was used in the film as well. So just killed two birds with one stone. Absolutely loved it. We had lovely weather, a lovely hike. And it's something that we want to do more often. And I'm sure me and Hayley will talk about it in the episode in a couple of weeks' time when we talk about slowing down. But getting out, getting into nature, getting some fresh air is a great thing to do. And we're going to ourselves plan to do that every month. Get out, get some steps in, you know, get some miles in, get some hiking done. It's a great thing to do. And like I say, we'll expand on it a little bit in a couple of episodes' time. But definitely something we're looking to do a little bit more of. And going back just quickly into the episode, Hayley's episode, as we're calling it. And I mentioned at the beginning that we'd had some testimonials come in. I'd received some from listeners in recent weeks. And one of those was from an old friend of mine called Ganesh. And Ganesh, if you're listening to this episode as well, thank you so much for sending that message. I received a few that weekend, funnily enough, and they were just out of the blue messages, just in various formats. I think Ganesh has come through on a text message and just to say how much he was enjoying the podcast. And I went back and I asked Ganesh, I said, what else would you like to hear on the podcast? What have you got, any tips, any advice from a listener's point of view? And Ganesh made a great point of going back to the beginning of my message, why I first began to talk about health and nutrition and everything else. And it's easy to get caught up in a bit of a tide. You start talking about one thing and it's sort of, you know, you go down this path of like weight loss as a prime example. You know, so many people come to me wanting to lose weight that's just a natural thing for me to talk about nowadays, but that's not why I started working in this industry. It's not why I started doing what I'm doing. And Ganesh reminded me of that. He said, go back to the beginning of my message. Not everything needs to be focused on losing weight, but more about two other elements that could really help everybody who's listening to the show. The first element that Ganesh mentioned was going back to having a more capable body. Think about your day-to-day life. Think about the struggles that we all have. Struggle maybe to walk upstairs. I know myself, you know, I walk up the stairs and my right knee, you can just hear my right knee grinding as I walk up the stairs. How many of us, I mean, in any age really, but when we get over 40, we're going upstairs and we're hearing joints creaking and groaning and knees cracking and ankles cracking and things like that. Maybe getting down to play with grandkids is all right, but getting back up's a struggle. You know, do you find it more difficult to move things around the garden? Things you would have just picked up and, you know, pots and plants, you'd have moved from one area to another 10, 15 years ago. Do you find that a struggle now? Do you have to get someone to help you? There's two of you have to move a pot, or you have to actually get someone else to do it completely. Maybe you have to rest halfway through cutting the grass because you get tired too easily. And that was something that I, when I started out in this business, is something that I wanted to help. What if I could help you improve all these situations? What if you no longer struggled with stiff shoulders, creaking knees, and weak ankles? This is how looking after your health can really benefit your life. Forget, and it can change your life totally. Forget about losing weight, forgetting about looking good in front of the mirror. What about doing things to help your body that can change your life, change your day-to-day life? You know, all these little things I've just mentioned don't have to be a struggle. You know, by just doing some helpful things to your body, like, you know, building some strength, building some fitness, eating some good food, and all the other things that go with that, you know, getting some fresh air, improving your mental health, all these different things will all help you in your day-to-day life in different areas. There's so many different areas I could cover, and so many different things you can do to help yourself in different areas. But think less about losing weight. Think less about looking good. Think about changing your life. Think about what you can do to make every single day better. Are you struggling to get up in the morning? Are you struggling when you get out of bed? I know people who have to take a few minutes to sit on the edge of the bed. They'll get up, they'll sit on the edge of the bed because they get a little bit dizzy when they get up. You know, there's things we can do to improve that. Do you maybe get up in the morning and walk to the bathroom so slowly because you've got plantar fasciitis and, you know, you're struggling to put weight on your feet and it takes a hour, half an hour or so for your foot to sort of like become supple again, and for your calves to become supple, and for your body to not be in pain? All these different things we can reduce or eradicate from our lives if we do the right things. And that's the reason I got into health and fitness. That's why I want to help so many people. The other thing that we could focus on is, again, from Ganesh's suggestion, what makes us happy? Playing with the grandkids makes us happy, but we've got to be able to keep up with them. There's no good playing with them for 2 minutes and then saying, oh, sorry, you have to go and play with your grandma because I'm too tired, or, you know, I can't get down on the floor. I can't play football with you. I can't play catch because I can't do this. I can't do that. Wouldn't it be great if we could do all that? If we could go out and play cricket with them, if we could go out and play catch with them, if we could roll around on the floor with them, even doesn't even have to be grandkids. What about the dog? You know, you want to get down and roll about on the floor with the dog wants to play, but, you know, by the time you've got down on your hands and knees and got down to play, the dog's got bored and buggered off in the garden. You know, don't be that person who has to sit by and watch whilst other people have all the fun. You know, put yourself and your body in a position that enables you to enjoy everything that life has to offer. Be healthy enough to climb the mountain, enjoy the roller coaster, give piggybacks around the park to your kids and your grandkids, go rock climbing, outdoor swimming, surfing, snowboarding, parachute jumping, even just a walk around a nature reserve with your family without being in pain or getting out of breath. those are the things and those are the reasons why being healthy really matters. You know, living long enough and enjoying life for long enough to be with your family. It's all very well living till you're 100. But do you live 100 years or do you live the same year 100 times? There's a great difference in that. You need to be able to be healthy to enjoy everything that life has to offer. So focus less on the weight loss. Focus less on looking good. And I know I talk about it a lot on this podcast, and it's because that's the question that people come to me with. What if I had a client come to me now, a new client, what's your goals? I can guarantee 99% of people say, I'd like to lose weight and tone up a little bit. It's just the answer that everyone gives, but let's dig a little deeper. Why do you want to lose weight? Why do you want to tone up? What does that mean to you? What if I could do that for you? If I could shed a stone and I could get you toned up, how does that change your life? And what happens if you don't do that now? How do you see your life in 2 or 3 years' time if you don't make a change? You know, dig a little deeper. Find a reason why you want to change. Don't just say you want to come and lose a bit of weight and tone up. Why do you want to do that? How is that going to impact your life? How is that going to change your relationships with your partner, with your kids, with your pets, you know, with everyone you meet on a day-to-day life? Having said all that and saying that it's not just about losing weight, it's not just about shedding fat, it's not just about being leaner. It can be, but you've got to have that reason for it. You've got to know why you want to do it. Don't just get lean and look good because you want to look better in front of a mirror. Do it because you want to change your life. You want to do all the things I've just mentioned. So if that is something that sounds like something you want to do, a change you want to make, and you want to improve your life and your relationships and your lifestyle, then drop me a message at Mark Health Buddy Fit, because I'm currently getting people to trial a new program. It's in the very infant stages of the program, in the sense that it's not polished like all my programs that are all ready to go at the moment. There's no nice documents, there's no nice images. It's literally just Word documents and spreadsheets at the moment, and speaking to me. It's in the very infant stages, but the results so far have been amazing. I'm looking for a few more people to trial it for me. If you do want to improve your life, you do want to improve everything that I've just talked about, send me a message, markhealthbuddy.fit. And if you're the right fit for the program, and believe me, this doesn't go out to everyone, I need specific people to trial this. So if you are committed and you want to make those changes and you want to improve your life for those reasons, please get in touch. I'm looking for a few more people just to trial it out. It's an 8-week program. If you think you can be focused and committed for 8 weeks, definitely give me a shout. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And thanks again, Ganesh, for your advice. It's been great. It's been great for me to go back to basics as well. We all need to do that at times. And thanks for the content for this episode. So have a great week, everyone. I'll speak to you again in a few days in the next episode. Please share this episode if you think it will help anyone. And I will see you all again, or speak to you all again, in the next episode. Take care.